So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Did you realize that an average person consumes only 1.4 cups of vegetables per day? That's right, you heard me. Only 1.4 cups. We're supposed to consume at least 7 to get our daily minerals and vitamins. Vegetables also supply phytonutrients as well as beta carotene and thousands of plant-based chemicals that give us many added health benefits. To fulfill this missing requirement, Dr. Berg has developed Veggie Solution. Veggie Solution is a high-quality greens powder that allows you to easily get your recommended amount of greens every single day. Just 2 delicious scoops gives you an equivalent of 6 cups of greens at only 69 cents per scoop. That's less than a dollar for 6 cups of greens. Dr. Berg's Veggie Solution is a complete protein, highly digestible, low carb, keto-friendly, with tons of omega-3s and absolutely no sugar. Dr. Berg feels it's important that everyone gets their vegetables, and made this product cost-effective too. Veggie Solution comes in original and in a raspberry lemon flavor. Go to shop.drberg.com to get yours today.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, I wanted to do a quick video on a question that someone wanted to know. What is de novo lipogenesis? Okay. Now, very simply, it's the conversion of carbohydrates to fat. And occasionally I'll run into someone that doesn't know that carbohydrates can convert to fat, but this happens all day long, especially since the average person consumes 28 to 31 teaspoons of sugar every single day, right? So you have this thing called glycogen, and glycogen is a series of glucose molecules strung together. Okay, it's like a storage form of sugar. Okay, you have about 100 grams in the liver and 500 grams in the muscle. Now, it can be more, a little bit less, depending on what's going on with your body as far as how much muscle you have, what you're eating, if you're training, etc. But these two figures are basically just the average. Okay. The first thing that happens when you consume sugar is it's going to go into stored sugar as glycogen. Then, after a certain point, when it reaches a saturation point, it's then going to trigger de novo lipogenesis and start storing fat. Okay? And this all happens in the liver and the fat cells with the help of this thing called insulin. Now, one of the confusions that comes up is that how can you have the skinny guy that eats a ton of junk food, ton of sugar, like massive amounts, but he never really gains that much weight, okay? You would think he'd be huge, right? Other people, they gain a ton of weight with a lot less sugar. Well, it really has to do with how much insulin resistance they have or insulin sensitivity. There are some genetics involved here whereby the insulin receptor is more receptive to insulin for certain people that allows them to be skinnier, but it doesn't mean they're healthier. They usually end up with diabetes or a fatty liver, but you can't really see that unless you do an ultrasound. But if you have more insulin resistance, you're going to have it more visible, which on one hand, it's actually a good thing because then it motivates you to do something and change your diet. Whereas a skinny person doesn't think he needs to change his diet because he's not fat. Make sense? So in summary, it's a very simple concept. It's the conversion of carbohydrates to fat after you have saturated the glycogen stores. Thanks for watching. So I hope you're coming to the Keto Health Summit coming up in October. So I want to quickly comment on what we're going to do that's different from other conventions, okay? The problem with these other conventions is they give you information overload, okay? It's so much data that you're basically swimming in a sea of information. We're going to do things very differently. We're only going to cover the most important things that make a huge difference. Now, there are 3 very powerful strategies that we're going to be talking about at the summit that you will not find in any of my YouTube videos. Number 1 is on memory. I'm going to be showing you something very cool to dramatically increase your memory and concentration that's going to blow you away. And number two, I'm going to show you how to increase your stress tolerance so you are completely calm all the time. All right? And number three, and most importantly, if you have a slow metabolism, if you've dieted for a long time, and everything is kind of just really slow, I'm going to show you how to get complete control over your metabolism so you can literally turn up the dial as high as you want and control as much weight as you want to lose. And these three things are just a tiny bit of what you're going to learn in the summit. So click the link below, get signed up, and I will see you in October. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.